Cesar!
Ben yelled, using the galaxy-wide slang for a public security officer. He hit Shivu in both shoulders, but harder in the right, so that he would be spun around and see the approaching Rodians.
Dead, Cesar!
Hoping to make it appear that he was resisting arrest, Ben drew his holdout blaster and fired past his friend's head. The first bolt came close enough to raise a heat welt along Shivu's jaw and make it appear the effort to kill him had been sincere. The other three shots were not so close, scattering the crowd and sending the two Rodians diving for safety.
Sorry,
Ben hissed, leaning close to Shivu's head.
I think they were watching you. Maybe you should come.
Shivu elbowed him in the ribs, lifting him off his feet and drawing a real grunt of pain. No, you go.
Shivu spun around, simultaneously reaching for his blaster and clutching at Ben's cloak lapel.
Make it look...
The order ended in a surprised scream as Ben clamped a hand over Shivu's wrist and pivoted away, sending his friend into a flying somersault that ended with him lying flat on his back.
See ya,
Ben whispered.
Good luck.
He put a couple of blaster bolts through the loose cloth of Shivu's tunic for good measure, then turned to run. He found himself staring down a 100-meter aisle that seemed to be spontaneously opening in front of a woman sprinting through the crowd toward him. Dressed in a dark cloak and black GAG armor, she had blonde hair, a lightsaber hilt in her hand, and a dozen GAG commandos following close on her heels.
Oh, Criff!
Ben said.
That's Tahiri!
The rising whine of repulsor lift cooling fans began to howl over the plaza, and Ben looked up to see a flight of GAG black troop sleds sweeping down from the milky sky.
Go, Shivu ordered. Make this count.
Ben obeyed instantly, charging into a mass of beings slowly pressing away from the Reconstruction Authority monument in an effort to escape the fight about to erupt in their midst. He was traveling in the opposite direction from Jaina and Aunt Leia, trying to protect the mission by moving the action away from his backup team. The crowd broke into screams as energy bolts began to zing back and forth across the square behind him. And that's when Ben realized Shivu wasn't with him. Leaving his lightsaber to hang on the belt beneath his tunic, Ben pulled the comlink from his pocket. He did not open a direct channel to the sweet time. Instead, he recorded a quick message describing what he had learned about Kaidus' location, ending with a report of Shivu's capture, and most likely his own. He formatted it for a 5-millisecond burst transmission that would be too fast to track, then opened the channel to the sweet time, and felt a cold prickle of danger sense race down his spine. A familiar female voice sounded a pace behind him.
Don't transmit it, Ben. I won't hesitate to kill you. You just did.
Ben depressed the transmit button, then tossed the comlink into the air and reached for his lightsaber, only to find Tahiri's hand already there.
Bad idea,
she said. Ben spun toward the hand, bringing an arm up and smashing his elbow into the side of her head. He started to tell her she talked too much, then heard the snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber and realized he had just made the same mistake. A line of scalding pain erupted across his lower back, and he saw the bright glow of Tahiri's blade tip shining beside and a little behind him. When his body did not fall to the plaza deck in two pieces, he guessed that he was still alive and continued his spin, bringing his hand around in a reverse knife hand strike that would have caught her just below the ear and almost certainly knocked her unconscious had she not blocked. As Ben's head snapped back, he caught a glimpse of scarred brow and blonde hair, then felt his teeth biting into his tongue and his feet flying out from beneath him, and realized Tahiri had caught him beneath the chin with a fist or an elbow or a hydraulic hammer. And it hardly mattered which, because all he could feel was the inescapable darkness of a black hole drawing him down into the singularity of unconsciousness.